Track 2.
So, Karin, you're an architect. Can I ask what you're working on at the moment?
Yes, of course. It's an office block for a large bank.
Do you specialise in offices?
Oh no, I do other things too. My last project was a supermarket, and before that I designed a house for a footballer.
Really?
Yeah, that was quite interesting. He wanted a garden that was big enough to play football in.
So you had to design the garden too?
No, we got Lukas Schuster to do that. He's a landscape architect. We've worked on a lot of projects together.
So you normally work in a team?
Oh yes, I can't do it all myself. Take the footballer's house, for example. I did the basic design and planned the structural engineering. But the detailed work was done by colleagues who are architectural planners. They planned the electricity, heating, sanitary facilities, ventilation and air conditioning and so on.
I see.
And then you need someone to do the drawings. Ah, there's the man himself. Martin!
Yes?
Have you got a moment?
Sure.
Let me introduce you to Peter. He's from the UK. Peter, this is Martin Hensel.
Nice to meet you.
Hello, nice to meet you too.
Martin is our architectural draftsman. He draws the detailed plans that we all work from.
That's right.
And then there's also the surveyor.
What does a surveyor do?
Well, he or she does the measurements for the building site, the heights, and the official survey map.
Yeah, the surveyor is important. But we shouldn't forget that every project needs input from a civil engineer too.
Why is that?
The civil engineer is responsible for the static calculations.
He also plans the roads and drains and does the soil analysis. The civil engineer looks after all those things.
I see. That seems to be a very important job because you don't want a building to get damaged or even collapse because somebody got the measurements wrong.
Yeah, or end up with something like the Leaning Tower of Pisa.